This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إنا نحمدك على نعمك العظيمة وآلائك الجسيمة ونصلي ونسلم على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure and honor to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have a beautiful hadith about itqanul amal, excelling in our work. Whatever work we do, we should do so as best as we can, putting forth the best of all of us. So let me read the hadith in Arabic and translate and explain some of the beautiful meanings of this tradition so that we can enhance our understanding and practice of Islam. Inna Allah yuhibbu idha amila ahadukum amalan an yutqina. Al-Rawi Aisha Ummul Mumineen, Al-Masdar Abu Ya'la wa Tabarani. Certainly Allah loves whatever work one does, they should do it as best as possible, putting forth the best of their efforts. The narrator is Aisha, the mother of the faithful, and its sources are Abu Ya'la, Tabarani, and of course others as well. It is reported that he made the above statement when he saw a grave. He was walking through the graveyard and saw a grave, fresh grave. It was not properly done. So he made this statement. Of course, the grave was leveled and he made this statement, but he used it as an opportunity. He did not specify, just limited to the grave. He did not qualify the work. Instead, he used the word this as an opportunity to teach us how we should approach every work we set out to do. So amalan, idha amila ahadukum amalan, that's what he said. The expression is any work that you set out to do, to make it inclusive so that it excludes no work. Of course, the work here is the work that is approved, sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it doesn't apply to the sins. Of course, a believer cannot be must shun all kinds of sins. As long as the works are sanctioned or approved by Allah, we ought to observe the above rule, that is itqan. Islam does not make any distinction between the religious and the secular. You know, there is no division of life into two compartments, religious and secular. All of life can be turned into an act of worship. So every work we do is important. That's why we have this five labels, you know, farz, you know, wajib, mandub, sunnah, or recommended, makruh, undesirable, mubah, permissible, makruh, undesirable, and haram, forbidden. So every work has a cosmic significance. Allah says, وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Say, work. Let Allah see your work, and so will His Messenger and the believers. Then you will be returned to the knower of the hidden and the manifest, and He will inform you of what you were doing. The Prophet used the words يُتَقِنَهُ when he said, إِذَا عَمِلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا أَنْ يُتَقِنَ. The word comes from itqan, which means making or rendering a firm, stable, strong, solid, compact, sound, free from defect or imperfection. by the exercise. These are the shades of the meaning. So you see how this word that the Prophet used, you know, shows how important the work should be, how it should be done with, you know, full attention into details. Allah describes His creation. Allah الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فرجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. He is the one who created seven heavens, one above the other. You will never see any imperfection in the creation of the most compassionate. So look again. Do you see any flaws in God's creation? And الذي أتقن كل شيء, which means who has created everything firmly, strongly, solidly, and made it, fashioned it, or disposed it in the fit, proper, right manner. This is how the, you know, lexicographer described the meaning of this phrase. Furthermore, the above verse is preceded, the verse that we mentioned before, by referring to the purpose of our creation. الذي خلق الموت والحياة لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ مَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغُفُورُ. He is the one who created death and life in order to test which of you is best in deeds, which of you shall excel in works. And He is the Almighty, All-Forgiving. So even if, as Allah's work is impeccably perfect, He expects us to emulate Him. Thus, we should strive to do our work as solid, firm, and exquisite as we can. In other words, assuming that what we do is sanctioned by Allah, we ought to do it as best as we can. This applies to religious duties we perform, making wudu, salah, sagah, and ziyam. We ought to perform all of this with itqan, meaning we should know the condition, the fara'il, the integral, the essentials, the manners of each of the acts of worship we perform, observing the rules and manners, and also form and spirit. And we are told that order to do isbagh al-wudu, mean doing wudu as perfectly as we can. Even the simple act you may think of performing wudu, it should be done as best as we can. The same applies to all other good deeds. Volunteering in the mosque, we should not do a shoddy job. We should do so with, you know, paying attention. Volunteering in hospitals or community initiatives or projects. All of the good deeds, even more importantly, should apply to our job at work. We ought to do them all with devotion, diligence, and sense of commitment. If we fail to do so, we are betraying our trust. You know, if we fail to do, to be faithful to work, you know, we have signed a contract to do work, office work, whatever work we do, we should pay attention to it. We should not betray that. It's a trust. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَدِهِمْ رَعُونَ. The believers are also those who are true to their trusts and covenants. So if we fail, if we are negligent, if we do a shoddy work and fail to do our duties as best as we could, and we are drawing a salary, that salary becomes tainted with haram. So we should keep away, because haram, shunning haram doesn't simply mean, you know, refusing to eat meat that is not slaughtered. Even more importantly, it applies to earning, to how we earn our income, how our money, our food comes. Itqan also means doing our work consistently, punctually, and meticulously. This, all of this thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he mentioned today, the Muslim community failed miserably. Look at the symbol, you know, example of a wedding. We will say the wedding will be 7 o'clock. And of course, 7 o'clock, not even, nobody will be there. Many times I stop going to these weddings because they will say 7 o'clock sharp. And then you go there and nobody, the hall is not even open. And the program starts at 10 o'clock. And the food is served at 11 o'clock. I'm just using an example. So this is opposed to the concept of itqan. You know, this is not the Islamic way of doing things. Aisha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah, describes that the Prophet was consistent with whatever good works he did. She also said that he would pay attention to his household chores. Many of us ignore this kind of duties. This is why once after the Iqama was said, Iqama was uttered, and they were lined up in prayer. But the Prophet said, wait. And then he went back home and came back and said, I had forgotten to cover the cooking pot. You see how meticulous, how diligent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in performing his house chores. He did not simply leave it to Aisha, his wife, beloved wife, radiallahu anha. The Prophet thus set an example for us to treat every work with a sense of duty. So it should apply to our religious duties, our family obligations, our duties at work, the voluntary services we render. We are encouraged to do them, thinking that we are presenting them before Allah, as He indeed is watching everything we do. The lessons we learn, Allah loves us. Yuhibbu, you know, yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. You know, the concept that Allah loves His creation. Allah loves us. It's central. You know, the whole of religion is, the core concept is love of Allah and love of the creation. So Allah loves us. And there are certain actions that Allah loves, and there are others that Allah hates or dislikes. You know, we pray, Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman. Ya Allah, make faith dear to our hearts. Make good deeds dear to our hearts. And make us detest and abhor and hate disbelief and sins of all kinds and transgressions. So Allah loves certain actions while He hates others. We ought to choose works that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shun those that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are sent to this world to work, not to sit idle. No, there is no room in Islam for laziness and sloth. You know, we are to strive. You know, we should strive until we breathe our last. So we are sent here to work, and Allah will be evaluating our works. He expects us to excel in our works. Every work we do is important in the sight of Allah, including our duties at work, our family obligations, household chores, and voluntary deeds. We ought to perform them with a spirit of love, commitment, while expending the best of our efforts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us and motivate us to pay attention to the work we do and try to do it as best as we can, because surely we will be presenting them before the Lord of the worlds. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.